Hey, my name is Maxwell Young, and we're talking about my self-produced album, Daydreamer, for Longplayer.
Can you tell me how you recorded this whole thing?
I made this album by myself in my bedroom. When I was starting to write songs, I was struggling because I was thinking, what are they going to be about? So that's why movies were like a classic inspiration, because I didn't have relationship life to go off. So movie characters is a good thing. But then as I started doing that, I realized like, oh, a lot of my favorite movies are like perpetuating these weird themes. Like my favorite subject in high school was media studies, and I was realizing like, oh, these tropes are really weird to like be like, oh, manic pixie dream girl, this is what all my songs are about, blah blah blah. But then like, so trying to like, a lot of the albums saying that like in Bianca, in the last verse I'm saying, you aren't in a cage, like why am I just like seeing you as this manic pixie dream girl kind of thing. So it's trying to be a bit more aware but also very simple, and just like, that's why I find pop music cool, because everyone listens to it and has such a big impact. But if you actually pay attention to it, it's actually a lot going on under the surface.
Can you tell me about the first track off the album called 1999?
1999 was the first song where I was making a chorus, and it was kind of the first song where I realized I wanted to make a project. It kind of sounded like track one of a project, and I love how it changes from being like the first part into the auto-tune part. It's meant to be introspective. I was inspired by the song Sex by the 1975, and how it has the one refrain, she's got a boyfriend anyway, and that song, it just, the whole story, it's a storytelling song, and the whole story just distills into that one line that's repeated. And so I was inspired to do She Can't Tell Me I Live No More, and that's kind of like a line that kind of sums up the whole album and definitely that song.
1999 was the year that I arrived, same year I met you, guess I've been this for a while. Of you my eyes never tire. She can't tell me how to live no more. She can't tell me how to live no more. Left your boyfriend with a scar, and shattered pieces left my heart. Staying in my curtain shut, wondering what was scaring us. She can't tell me how to live no more. She can't tell me how to live no more. How can I reply with more than I'm fine? When you project all your problems and perceptions on mine. I was down and out, I told my friends to call, no one was listening, thought this is where I am. One day you popped up, a sunflower in the dusk, I didn't think it was much, but you came out. But all my openness, all my happiness, neither of us were at best at rest.
most of my music is very chill and slowed down and guitar, but that was one where I started with the drums and I was like, oh my goodness, these are really exciting drums. And I don't know, after that I realized I wanted to do music with structure, you know, just verse, chorus, verse, because at first I thought that was really boring, but then after I made that, I kind of clicked why people do that. It's called Bianca because it's based on the first inspiration for the album, which was the movie 10 Things I Hate About You, and like the character Bianca. I don't know, it's a very like classic, boring, like coming of age movie, but when I saw it, I was like, this all is really good. I thought it was great because I hadn't seen it younger. Found you in your Calvin Klein's, wouldn't let me know if I'm right. Never been the one for small talk, keep postponing most my problems. But the moment wasn't set in stone. It's more than I'm not warm in tone. It's more broken than can't you see. You won't take my hands and start with me. I have one little promise and I'm bursting at the seams. Never thought you'd help me more than me ever come again. I thought you knew where I was headed for. They're taking selfies in the bathroom. Track 3 is Evergreen featuring Lontalius and Incipendo. That was really cool because I'd come up with the first verse and the chorus on guitar, and I thought like it was a really sweet chorus especially, and the lyrics I liked. And then I sent it to Incipendo, who's someone I used to look up to a lot as like a good producer online, and more over the years we've become friends, and that was kind of like our first collaboration. And he added lots of textures to make it even more emotional and just want it to be very vulnerable. There's no drums on it. I was really like wanting it to stay very raw and vulnerable. And Lontalius, who's a fellow Wellington musician, lives in LA now, but I've always looked up to him a lot, and he really liked the song when I sent it to him, so I asked if he'd do backing vocals at a point, because his voice is really vulnerable and kind of gives off the same feeling, so I was really happy with that song. After nine, I better share my mind. Girl, I try, yeah. Track 4 is No Social Butterfly. Initially, I had planned to release the album in December or something last year, but I wasn't very happy with it last year, so I just ended up putting out the first single, Midnight. And it took me to make Goldeneye and No Social Butterfly before I was actually thinking, oh, this works as a project. And I took off some songs that were weaker. No Social Butterfly is the last song I made, and I'm really happy with it lyrically. I was inspired by the song Give Yourself a Try by the 1975. When it came out, I just listened to it all day. And I loved how the song's very aware of a lot of stuff. Like, it's speaking on politics and, like, the big cultural context. But then in the chorus, it's a very optimistic, give yourself a try. Just, like, very just simple, like, refrain again that you can just, that just repeats. And so, No Social Butterfly is me trying to make that kind of thing. Where in the verses, it's, like, life vignettes and little, like, life advice and stuff. But the chorus is very simple. My heart's leaking, angel while we're waiting. It's got liberation, we can't be too thin. Know that nobody really got my back. I'm feeling sick out of breath, I'm loving the stress. Her lips on my neck, see the color of her iris. When I dive in, take my time, sit predict and sink all the time together. Confliction, we link her to the weather. Everybody's trying to impress someone. I put my hands in the air, like it's nothing new. I'm Track 7 is Midnight featuring Claire Cottrell. We'd been mutual fans of each other on SoundCloud in like 2016 or something. And then we kind of befriended each other a little bit. And now she's really famous. So it's like, how did you get Clara? But yeah, just I've known her. And I thought her voice would fit perfectly in the song. It was the first vocal collaboration I've done. But she sent it back, like wrote her verse and everything. And it fits so well.
What's the song about?
It's about a house party, I guess. Specifically, I wrote it to the house party scene in 10 Things I Hate About You and like had it up on my screen while I was writing it and going through the different moments. The end with the guitar and her harmony, like falsetto thing, that was based on like the car scene where Bianca and Cameron sitting in the car. The whole idea is like, will I lose you when it's midnight? Just classic house party teenage thing.
Lose you in a moment. Will I lose you when it's midnight? Just my
I just want you back, I don't need a casket.